At a joint hearing of the legislature's Energy Committee, Public Service Commissioner Alan Nowak predicted complying with the new restrictions on power company emissions could cost the state more than $13 billion over the next 15 years. Republican Representative Rick Gudeck says the new rules place an unfair burden on state residents.
We in the United States are being asked to try and clean up our act relating to this issue. You know, China and other countries are building power plants by the dozen. You know, I think that what we're trying to do is, first of all, fruitless, and second of all, it's a waste of taxpayers' money.
But Keith Riopel of Clean Wisconsin says reducing carbon emissions is necessary to combat climate change. He says by using new technology and increasing energy efficiency, the state can both reduce emissions and lower electric power rates. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.